cutie.
We made eye contact. Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be a backyard wrestling event when you're facing off against a guy nicknamed Meat Grinder. The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week, we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled, "You Used to Babysit Me When I Was 7. Man for Woman, 19. This misconnection is for my old babysitter, Carly. You probably didn't know this, but I had a huge crush on you for all 2 years that you babysat for my family.
Which 2 years is like 20 in a child's lifetime.
Back then, I was just a bratty, snot-nosed kid with a bedwetting problem.
Now?
But now I am a handsome, strapping young man with only one objective in life, and that objective is to hook up with my old babysitter.
Whoa!
I still remember playing Legos with you on my trundle bed, and the way you blew tickle farts into my belly. It still makes me laugh thinking about it. We were so good together.
I feel like that he just wants to recreate that, but in a sexual way, which is really disturbing.
Yeah.
You're probably wondering if I forgave you for catching you make out on our couch with your old boyfriend, Greg. You probably thought I was asleep. Well, I wasn't, Carly. I told you then, and I will tell you again, Greg is and always will be a super big butthead. This kid rushing into the room while they're making out.
Yeah.
He's a butthead. What are you doing?
He's bad for you.
You're my love. It goes on to say, the day you quit being our sitter and went off to college was probably the second worst day of my life.
Aww.
Right after that time, my mom made me eat beets and I got an allergic reaction. But guess what? I'm 19 now, Carly. I'm not a little boy anymore. And I don't have light up sneakers. And I haven't wet my bed in years.
Oh, good job.
At least 2 years.
I would go with a decade when you were describing that, but whatever.
And yes, as I said before, I'm a man. I'm finally ready to mac down with you legally.
Hey.
Message me back if you see this. I can't find you on Facebook, but I bet there's a 65% chance that you're still hot. And I like those odds from Kyle. A 65% chance, not bad.
That's above average.
You know when she describes him back in, you know, to her friends, like, God, I used to watch this kid in high school. He was so awful. I did not get paid enough for that.
This next misconnection is titled, Unavailable Ginger Hottie at Chipotle. Man for Woman, 22. Sometimes you don't even realize the perfect chick is standing right there in front of you, ordering a burrito bowl at Chipotle. Until it's too late. You were the skinny redhead with a tattoo on one shoulder that said devil and a tattoo on the other shoulder that said angel.
Oh, creative. Real creative, guys.
Something about standing in line and checking your tats made me feel like I already knew you. Cool, huh?
What?
Actually, just cool, huh?
Yeah, pretty sweet.
Anyways, you probably already guessed. I was the hot guy in line behind you with the curly brown hair wearing sandals and blue jeans. I wanted to get your attention, so I whispered, so which one are you, devil or angel? I bet you she gets that a lot,
and
actually.
I bet it's the number one reason she regrets that tattoo.
It says, but you didn't answer me, so I repeated it again more loudly.
Oh, man.
And that's when I realized you had your earbuds in and probably couldn't hear me.
Oh.
So I tried to play subtle cat.
Subtle cat.
Yeah.
I want to play subtle cat someday.
And I ordered the exact same thing as you in your burrito bowl. Very subtle.
Yeah.
Or it just looks like you're ordering a burrito bowl.
It's like it's
just
so subtle that no one actually notices.
You got chicken. I got chicken. You got sour cream and I got sour cream. You got cheese. I actually didn't get cheese because it gives me gas. But you get the point. At the end, you took out your earphones to pay, and that's when I called us burrito twins and laughed mightily. You rolled your eyes and walked away.
Yeah, it sounds like she's interested then.
I was hoping you'd stop at the condiment station to get a napkin or something, but instead, you made like a tree and just blew out of there.
That doesn't even make sense.
No. That's the wrong
trees
thing.
Pretty much stay put.
Does it make like, whatever. Okay. Let's meet back at the same Chipotle on Wednesday, and we can go Lady and the Tramp style on a quesadilla sometime.
Ew.
This time, it's my treat.
Oh.
Kirk. This next misconnection is titled, Looking for My Captain Medicine Man. Woman for Man, 38, at the pharmacy. You were the young, strapping Asian pharmacist who helped me with my order last night. I was the blonde with the leather choker necklace who was looking for some antifungal cream. After I asked what brand you recommended, you replied back by saying extra strength.
Okay.
It's not a brand, but okay.
Yep.
I flirted back coyly and said, "Ah, I bet you recommend extra strength to all the pretty girls who walk in here."
Actually kind of funny.
You then gave me a sexy crooked smile in your white lab coat and replied, "Well, it's the only one we currently have available at the moment." Didn't sound like he was getting the flirting.
But I give it up to a woman who can flirt over antifungal cream. Yeah. Like, that's impressive.
That's confidence.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of confidence. It says, "That line totally worked for me. I decided to take our conversation up a notch and asked you if you had any fun recommendations for how to apply the cream to the affected area."
Oh my God.
And I put air quotes around affected area. I actually like her. I'd be laughing. I'd be like, "All right, you're clearly joking with me."
You are aggressively.
Yeah.
Says, "You didn't miss a beat and told me the standard application usually only requires 3 fingers.
This is getting, who knew? Yeah.
But I said, "I bet I could use 4.
Oh my God.
You kept eye contact with me the entire time you rang me up. And after I paid, you told me that it was a pleasure helping me. No, sir, trust me. The pleasure was all mine."
Oh, my God. I feel like she's the only one that actually deserves a date.
Yep.
Why?
Maybe next time when I stop in for a refill, you can come out to my car and I'll let you apply the cream to my back as well.
Oh,
yeah. How much fungus do you have?
That was Craigslist Misconnections.